Please stand for the gospel reading for this, the 21st Sunday after Pentecost. Today's gospel is found in Luke chapter 17, beginning at verse 11. On the way to Jerusalem, Jesus was going through the region between Samaria and Galilee. As he entered a village, 10 lepers approached him. Keeping their distance, they called out, saying, "Jesus, Master, have mercy on us." When he saw them, he said to them, "Go and show yourself to the priests." And as they went, they were made clean. Then one of them, when he saw that he was healed, turned back, praised God with a loud voice. He prostrated himself at Jesus' feet and thanked him. And he was a Samaritan. Then Jesus asked, "Were not 10 made clean? But the other 9, where are they? Was none of them found to return and give praise to God except this foreigner?" Then he said to them, "Get up and go on your way. Your faith has made you well." The Gospel of our Lord. Thanks to you, O Christ. We will sing the first two verses of hymn number 785. Peace be unto you from God our Father and from our Lord Jesus Christ. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, guide us through your Holy Spirit that we might read your word, digest its meaning, and understand its significance in our lives. This we ask in Christ's holy name. Amen. You may be seated. He lived from 1865 to 1936. He was English, yet was born in Bombay, India. He wrote poetry and is the author of books like Captain Courageous, How the Leopard Got His Spots, and The Jungle Book. Who was this man? Joseph Rudyard Kipling. Kipling's writings not only made him famous, they also brought him a fortune. A newspaper reporter came up to him once and said, "Mr. Kipling, I just read that somebody calculated that the money you make from your writings amounts to over $100 a word. The reporter then reached into his pocket, pulled out a $100 bill, gave it to Kipling, and said, "Here's a $100 bill, Mr. Kipling. Now you give me one of your $100 words." Rudyard Kipling looked at the money, put it in his pocket, and said, "Thanks." "Thanks" is certainly a $100 word. It may be more like a $1 million word. It is a word that from an early age we teach children to say, as it does not necessarily come naturally. Even so, most of us use this word daily, maybe even several times a day. We use it to express our appreciation or gratitude for something someone has done for us. It only has 6 letters, but it has power. It gets across a message that few other words are capable of achieving. It can warm the heart. In today's gospel reading, we heard about 10 lepers who were healed of their leprosy, but only one was made well, the one who returned to give thanks. For the 9, their healing is only skin deep. The 10th leper had faith, and by his faith, he was healed of his leprosy, and his faith had made him well. The literal translation of the phrase, "your faith has made you well," is "your faith has saved you." In other Bible translations, this phrase reads, "your faith has made you whole." That's the difference between the 9 and the 1. 9 are made clean. 9 are healed. Freed from this misery, they are restored to their families and communities. They are given the grace of a new start. Who knows what other blessings they experienced? Jesus, however, marvels that only one returns to thank him. And only to this one does Jesus say, "Get up and go on your way. Your faith has saved you." This miracle, a miracle done in order to bring God glory and to draw people back to his presence, escapes the hearts of the 9. Only the Samaritan returns and by faith believes. The others may have walked away physically healed, but their hearts were far from God. To the one leper who returned, Jesus proclaims that not only is his body healed, his heart is also healed on account of his faith. A faith which was planted and watered by the very words of God through Jesus. God in Jesus was before all of them, and yet the only one who was able to see God was the Samaritan. A person whose faith would have been considered during his time the size of a mustard seed. And we know from last week's gospel verses that even faith, the size of a mustard seed, is powerful enough to replant a mulberry tree in the sea. You see, faith, even an ember of faith, can see things that others cannot see, like the presence and workings of God. Today's passage proclaims to us that giving thanks is an action of faith. Not only does it demonstrate our faith, it can be a powerful witness to God's presence and power in the world. Gratitude may be the purest measure of one's character and spiritual condition. Unless gratitude is part of our nature, we cannot be whole. The nine were merely healed. Only the one who returned to thank Jesus was made whole. Research is showing that gratitude is good for us. It seems as though gratitude has a number of positive benefits, and it correlates with higher levels of well-being and health. Gratitude helps us to acknowledge in the midst of our complex lives the many gifts, both large and small, that have been given to us by others and by God. This week, I spoke with a college friend who has been suffering from the crippling effects of muscular dystrophy for over 30 years. And just a little over a year ago, she was diagnosed with a tumor on her brain. Complete removal of the tumor, which was determined to be cancerous, was not effective in stopping further growth. Her prognosis is not good, even after radiation and chemotherapy. Unlike the lepers in today's story, she has not been healed of her diseases. She is, however, like the one in that she continues to thank God. Her illnesses have not caused her to lose faith. It is apparent each time we talk that she continues to thank God for the blessings she has been given. She reminded me again this week that no matter what happens, she is in a win-win situation. Her faith has made her well. Her faith has saved her. Her faith has made her whole. And she continues to praise God and sing, it is well with my soul. We too are to praise and thank God, even in the midst of the problems and illnesses of our lives. Ephesians 5:20 reminds us to give thanks to God for all things. And in 1 Thessalonians 5:20, Verse 16, rejoice always, pray without ceasing, and in everything give thanks. Psalms 106, oh, give thanks to the Lord, for God is good. God's mercy endures forever. I believe that today's gospel lesson challenges each one of us to ask ourselves, where do I find myself in this story? Am I like the nine lepers or like the one? If I am honest with myself, I would have to say there are days when I am like the nine, obediently doing what seems to be required of me as a Christian. Days when I tend to take the gifts that God has given me for granted. Days when I forget to say thank you for Jesus, for the reality that you would love me enough to give up everything for me, even your own dear son. It is in those times when I am most like the nine. And then there are days when I am like the one, praising and thanking God for all that he has done in my life, thanking him for loving me despite all my frailties. Days when a hymn of praise and thanksgiving continue to occupy my thoughts. days when I, through faith, can be a powerful witness to God's presence and power. It is in those times when I am most like the One. Each of us needs to continually ask ourselves, are we going to be like the nine or like the One? Are we going to praise God with a loud voice and thank Him for what He has done in our lives? There is a challenge for us to let God work in us so that we are changed, so that we are made whole. This is what happens on the pilgrimage of faith. The most popular quote, Meister Eckhart, a German theologian born in the 13th century, said, is this: if the only prayer you said was thank you, that would be enough. If we begin there with a simple thank you to God, then the rest will follow. Thanks first. Thanks always. Thanks in everything. One of the greatest gifts we give each other is that of helping one another cultivate a spirit of gratitude. If we do this, the glad hearts and the generous spirits will follow. Begin by saying, thank you, Jesus. That is enough, really. We've been learning and reminded that faith in God, trusting God, is more important than anything. It is even more important that we are spiritually well than physically well. And when we are spiritually well, we can sing with praise and thanksgiving, it is well with my soul. Get up and go on your way. Your faith has made you well. May we hear these words of Christ as words for us today. May we be stirred to lasting faith in the One who has defeated death. And may this experience of faith be profound enough to save us. Today I say thank you, Lord. Even though yesterday I might have forgotten, and tomorrow may again find me foolishly taking you for granted, today I do not forget to say thank you. For you continue to shower blessings on me every day, more blessings than I can begin to number. Thanks, one powerful little word. Amen. We continue with our last two verses of our hymn.